While recording his 1974 album Diamond Dogs, David Bowie still had some elements of his now-retired Ziggy Stardust persona. But his ninth album would be a complete departure with a new sound when Young Americans was released on this date, March 7th, 1975. We're looking back on the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
They pulled in just behind the bridge, he lays her down.
The Diamond Dogs tour was where the changes started. Bowie tinkered constantly with the show and changed from a massive production to a more basic presentation. The majority of the backing band changed as well. Bowie hired some notable names, including future stars Luther Vandross and David Sanborn. After the tour, Bowie also found himself inspired by the Philly soul sound and booked a few weeks to record his new album in Philadelphia with his new band. Bowie took inspiration from a variety of sources. Like many of his British contemporaries, the early inspiration of American R&B and blues from the 50s went into the record, as well as Bowie's obsession with the TV show Soul Train. After the Young Americans album was released, Bowie would actually be booked to perform on the show. Further inspiration came from Bruce Springsteen, who stopped by the studio while Bowie was recording. Bowie even covered Springsteen's It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City for the album, but eventually left it off to be released on the Sound and Vision Rarities years later. Another musician to stop by during the Young American sessions was John Lennon. Bowie covered the Beatles' Across the Universe for the album, and Lennon was so impressed that he wrote and ultimately took over the production of the number one single, Fame, a song that came together in just one evening. The success of Fame and the title track would propel the album to the top 10, and it would be certified platinum. But Bowie would move on in a new sonic direction less than a year later with the follow-up Station to Station. But it was the start of a new era for David Bowie, with less theatrics and more of a pure focus on the music, with the release of Young Americans on this date, March 7th, 1975. As we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.